Welcome to the Terrible Take, a mini podcast telling Steelers Nation what's on our mind. I'm Josh Carney. The signing of veteran outside linebacker Marcus Golden was a savvy one for Pittsburgh Steelers GM Omar Khan and assistant GM Andy Weidel. The move to land a 32-year-old pass rusher who has 111 games of experience, 4,871 career snaps, and 47 career sacks shores up the depth chart at OLB3 for the Steelers, behind T.J. Watt and Alex Highsmith. Prior to the signing last week, that depth at the most important position on the Steelers' defense was arguably the largest hole on the roster in Pittsburgh overall. That's now taken care of. Still, Golden's signing has somehow raised some concerns about the Steelers, promises potentially made in negotiations, and playing time overall for the veteran linebacker. It's all a bit ridiculous, really. Yes, the Steelers were burned in 2021 by Melvin Ingram. That much is certain. His trade request was a big blow to the Steelers from a depth perspective. But Pittsburgh wants volunteers, not hostages. Pittsburgh probably wasn't completely upfront with Ingram either, and that's something they had to learn from. But Golden, he appears to be much, much different from Ingram. Yes, he made some pointed comments about knowing how football is and being willing to do whatever is asked of him. It was pointed out, and rightfully so, that his comments were similar to the ones Ingram made after signing with the Steelers in the summer of 2021. There's one clear difference, though. A big one with Golden and Ingram. And that would be the contract. Golden's one-year deal totals out at $1.317 million. That deal includes a minimum veteran-based salary of $1.165 million and a signing bonus of just $152,500. That is a veteran benefit deal, according to CBA rules. So Golden will have a decreased 2023 salary cap charge of just $1.092 million. That contract also has a $600,000 split salary clause in case of injury. Therefore, his actions really, really backed up his words from Tuesday. He has always been a Steeler fan and really wanted to be a member of the organization, taking the bare minimum and really risking a loss of money just to ensure he could put on the black and gold and play with the stars on the Steelers' defense, hopefully making a sizable impact for the franchise moving forward. He wanted to be a Steeler. He showed that with the money he took, compared to Ingram, who took the best deal possible and felt like he was still a starter, when it was very clear he was the number three behind Highsmith and Watt. It's time to put all those Marcus Golden, Melvin Ingram concerns to bed. They were ridiculous then, at the time of the signing, and with contract details out now, they're ridiculous now. Be sure to follow us at SteelersDepot.com and check out episodes of The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And check out The Terrible Podcast with Alex Kozora and Dave Bryan every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.